Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Browns Ravens in Baltimore. Will the Browns get the number one pick? Will the Ravens get the AFC crown? AFC North crown. So many things to talk about. Darryl Ryder, our very own beat reporter on 92.3 The Fan, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, welcome to the show, bud.
Ravens will look for division title number, ready to be sick for this one?
Yes.
8th.
Oh. How many of the Browns have really, in that span?
I thought it was going to be higher for some reason, Darryl.
Well, the Browns have 0. Oh. You can go all the way back till 1989 for that one.
And that's not good?
No, that's not good. Also, the Ravens, this is their 16th playoff appearance since 2000.
And that's also good.
That's also very good.
And how many of the Browns have?
3.
Hmm.
Not great.
Does Bailey Zappe give you a better chance to win tomorrow than DTR?
No. No.
Not even a little bit? Not even like a skosh?
Nah. His career numbers, around 63%, a little over 2,000 passing yards. He's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns, 12 to 11. He's been sacked 31 times, all that coming in 14 games with 8 starts. So, no.
All right. I mean, he did have a really nice game against the Browns a couple of years ago, and so I think a lot of people are hanging on to that.
I have news for you, Jonathan. Browns are not going to be on the field playing defense against Bailey Zappe on Saturday. So,
yeah, no. I mean, listen, there's a reason why it's a 20.5 point spread, Darryl. There's not much high expectation there.
But is it bad that I in my final score I went over the spread?
No, what'd you do?
I got the Browns losing this thing. Let me look at 27-6.
Oh, that was so close to Pinkston's call.
Yeah, he said 28-3. And then he said, no, don't hold me to it. And then, yeah, I've never heard a more depressed Jason Pinkston than we had today at 4.
Yeah.
Listen back to that one on the free Odyssey app, by the way, 4 o'clock, if you want to use your rewind function. But yeah, Pink was very, very upset. I do want to know.
Jason is all of us right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I mean, there's just nothing fun about this team. They're terrible. Thank God the season's over tomorrow. Locker cleanout is on Sunday. Monday or Tuesday, we get to hear all the excuses from Andrew Berry. And then we can just all go into, let's actually pay attention to a good team in town, and that would be the Cavaliers mode come Wednesday.
I'm just glad they carried Rodney McLeod off the practice field today in honor of his 2 years of service in Cleveland.
It's very nice of them, Darryl. He got the Rudy treatment for a great 3-13
season. People have been saying
season.
Rodney McLeod is the Browns Rudy. People have been saying that.
Yeah, and I accidentally called him Rodney McClown earlier, and I didn't mean that.
Oh, man.
I didn't mean it. I meant to say his last name. It was a Freudian slip. I apologize.
Yeah, but you know what they say about Freudian slips? A little truth slips out with them.
Well, how about that, Daryl?
Yeah, the Rodney part.
No David Njoku for this weekend, and yep. It seems like...
Familiar names are out. It's so bad in my game preview, I didn't even list probable starters. I normally put in probable starters. There's so many guys out, I just didn't bother to even include that in the game preview this week.
That's tough. I was going to do like a big picture David Njoku thing, but big picture with David Njoku. How does this... We talk about Myles Garrett all the time. Is there any chance David Njoku is also one of these players that eventually says, I've just had enough, uncle?
David's a hard guy to read. I think that a day could come where the Browns just trade him to get something for him. I don't know. I guess, but yeah, I'm really not sure. He's such a hard guy to read. It's tough to figure out at times when he's just messing around versus being serious. We haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks, so haven't really posed that question to him as far as his feelings about hanging around. If he is... if he's around for locker cleanout, I will definitely throw that question his way, though, for you.
Daryl, looking back to the 40 quarterbacks who have started since 1999, and again, the Browns only had 28 starting quarterbacks from 1946 to 1995.
Would you like me to read off all the starters in in memoriam style, all 39 starters to come before Bailey Zappi?
Want is the worst word you could use on that. No. My question was going to be, how many of those quarterbacks do you think that the Browns literally ruined?
Well, let's go through the list. Tim Couch, they ruined him. Doug Peterson, nah. Spurgeon Wynn, nah. Kelly Holcomb, nah. Jeff Garcia, nah. Luke McCown, no. Trent Dilfer, no. Charlie Fry, maybe.
We debated DeShone Kizer earlier.
Well, hang on. Let me get to it. We're getting to him.
By the way, I think Derek Anderson is a yes.
You think they ruined DA?
Yeah, they got the man assaulted on Main Street in 2008. It broke him.
All right. We'll give you two there. Ken Dorsey, no. Brady Quinn, yes. Bruce Gradkowski, no. Jake Dahomey, no. Seneca Wallace, no. Colt McCoy, I'll give you a yeah on that. Actually, I think it's the Steelers that broke him.
Or Brad Brandon McCoy. Whedon,
Brandon Whedon, guy was a senior citizen when they drafted him. Thaddeus Lewis, no. Brian Hoyer, I think they broke his spirit. So I'm going to say yes there. Jason Campbell, no. Johnny Manziel ruined himself. Connor Shaw, no. Josh McCown, no. Austin Davis, no. Robert Griffin III, no. Cody Kessler, no. DeShone Kizer, meh. Do you want that one, JP?
Yeah, thank you.
You want that one? Okay, I'll give you that one.
The kid was despondent. You and I had to have hey, kiddo. You're going to live after this, okay?
Once I saw him buy an economy size of adult things at the CVS, we all knew it was done.
Oh, God. Okay, so that's six. Kevin Hogan,
medium
no.
Quarterback energy.
Rod Taylor, no. I'm going to say Baker Mayfield. They ruined him. And Baker Mayfield also ruined himself. Mutual, but so we're up to seven of the 40. Case Keenum, no. Nick Mullins, no. Jacoby Brissett, no. DeShone Watson ruined himself, no. Dorian Thompson-Robinson just wasn't any good. PJ Walker, no. Joe Flacco, just old, no. Jeff Driscoll, no. Jameis Winston, no. And we're about to find out on Bailey Zappi. So seven of the guys, seven of 40. I don't know what percentage that is, but it's not great, that's for sure.
Do you just enjoy reading off the list of 40 quarterbacks?
Absolutely. It's comical at this point. It's comedy for me. To be that incompetent at one spot, the most critical spot in the world, and it's no secret why this franchise is a pathetic 141, 277, and 1. Since coming back into the National Football League. So glad, I bet Browns fans are, that they flooded the fax machines, they sued in court, and they fought to get this back. This is what this is the big thank you the Browns have given them over the last 26 years.
What are you expecting on Sunday after the game and it's clean out day? Are you expecting anything?
No, not really. You know, the mood in the locker room's been great this year.
We saw with the Rodney McLeod toss into the pool. We saw how great the locker room has been, apparently.
I mean, they got a lot of 13-3 energy going, but they're a 3-13 team. You know, they've said that they're upset by the losing, but they've really not sounded upset by the losing. Miles Garrett, I think, is the one that has sounded the most angry about the losing this year. So everyone else just seems to be like, yeah, it is what it is. You know, we're just going out, collecting our checks, playing a football game. We win, we lose. Well, we're trying to win, but we lose. Well, whatever, you know. That's just the way it's felt to me in the locker room. They're just not as devastated and crushed by what an awful football season this has been as their fans are. Because I didn't see this coming this year. This being this bad. I thought there was a chance maybe they could lose 10 games. I didn't think that they had a 14-loss season there in the making. But here we are.
Daryl Ryder joining us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
What, any more lists you want me to read off?
Because I've got a few. Please, okay. Please don't.
Would you like me to read off all the losing streaks since 99?
No, I've lived them. I don't need to relive them.
About all 46, how many presidents
six,
are we on?
6-4 gamers, 6-5 gamers, 3-6 gamers, 5-7 gamers, a 9 gamer, a 14 gamer, and a 16 gamer.
The idea that we're going to surpass within the next 5 years, the Browns are going to surpass U.S. presidents, and the country's been around since 1776. In fairness, the first president was, what, 1792? I don't know. The point is, it's been almost 300 years of a country. And 26 years of crap Browns. If you surpass starting quarterbacks since the return of the franchise in 99, if you surpass the number of U.S. presidents within 30 years, relegation. I'm just trying to think of like how can you... I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have exactly 40 quarterbacks. They're the worst franchise.
Yeah, but
in
they got
NFL
Super
history.
Bowls in the case, Nick. Yeah, they've actually won.
You're right.
All.
You're right. But if you look at it, They've got like a 408 winning percentage. It's the lowest in the NFL of all active franchises, and they just hit 40 quarterbacks with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think the Browns can challenge them. I mean, they've gone off the deep end. It's been historically bad. They're the worst franchise in the NFL since 99, and because it's been so bad, they are below 500 as a franchise overall now. And it just has wiped out the excellence that, you know, Paul Brown and, you know, that first era of, you know, from Paul Brown all the way through to Bill Belichick that had gotten built up from a win percentage, that has all been wiped out by this, whatever this has been for 26 years. It's pretty incredible.
Daryl, would you make a trade for J.J. McCarthy?
I don't know.
Is that a no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
we'll give you more time to think
headline.
About
it. I don't know.
We can give you more time to think about it.
I don't think that there's really any good answers for quarterbacks for next year. I mean, they've got to do something. That's like crystal clear. The Browns are in the worst position you can be in for a franchise, where you have this need that you've had for over a quarter of a century, and this offseason, there's really no good options for you, both on the from a trade standpoint, from a draft standpoint, from a dumpster diving in free agency standpoint. Or bringing the guy back you're giving $46 million to a year. Like, there is no good option that they can bring in here where I'm like, that turns everything around. That's a difference-making move, and this team is going to bounce back and be a playoff contender next season. There's nothing out there right now that I feel that way. Now, I my feelings could change as we really get into the offseason and see some of these options pop up. But, you know, whether it's a J.J. McCarthy, whether it's a Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold, all these, you know, all the Derek Carr, all these names getting thrown about, there's just no one out there that excites me. I'm just being brutally honest about it.
If they get the number one pick, or let's say even one of the top two picks.
Trade it. Because my thing is, get an extra first-round pick for next year's draft so that you can maybe have some ammunition to where if there is a quarterback you want, you can go get that quarterback with the first overall pick by trading for it.
Of course,
they may be so bad next year, you might get the first overall pick just naturally on your own. But I think this is an offseason where building future draft capital and especially first-round draft capital becomes somewhat important.
How much of a say should Stefanski have in the whole entire quarterback discussion?
Oh, from my standpoint, quite a bit. Because there are so few, if any, good options out there, I would basically hand Kevin a list of five names and say, circle your top two and we'll try and go get either one of those guys. And let him, because he's not really had his guy here. Right? I mean, let's be fair about it. Deshaun Watson wasn't a Kevin Stefanski-style quarterback. Kevin tried to adapt to him, right? The organization tried to adapt to him. I think Joe Flacco in that five-week period where we saw him just light it up, right? I think Flacco was as close to the prototypical from a physical traits, style of play, production standpoint, right? We got to see the potential of Kevin Stefanski's offense and what it could be. So, yeah, I absolutely would allow Kevin to have some serious input this offseason on the type of quarterback he wants in 2025.
So, when it comes to it, one of the parts of the Jeremy Fowler article is the Browns continuing to push the narrative that this is not a prolonged rebuild. Does that mean you disagree with that, that this could take 2 to 3 years?
No, I do agree with that. The only way this becomes a prolonged rebuild is if Myles Garrett tells them, get me out of here. And they ultimately trade him for a couple of first-round picks and some other picks that go with that, right? Then you're done. That's it. If you are able to convince him that you can win next year, you can win at the very latest in 2026, because his thing is he doesn't want to be doing rebuilds 3, 4, 5 years down the road, right? And he's 29 years old, just turned 29, absolutely within his right to think of that. Whether he gets a sack title this weekend or another defensive player, he's not only thinking about building that Hall of Fame resume, he realizes that winning a Super Bowl is important to that Hall of Fame resume just as much as stacking up some defensive player of the year, stacking up the Pro Bowl appearances, stacking up the sacks and things like that. He needs to win football games. So if they can't convince him that their plan is going to work. And by the way, I think they've got a little bit of an uphill battle considering what Miles has witnessed over the last 8 years. You trade Denzel Ward, trade Wyatt Teller, trade all the pieces and parts you can to stockpile draft picks and hit the reboot button. But if Miles is on board, don't trade Denzel. Don't trade Teller. You've got their defensively is pretty strong core there. The offense is the problem. The quarterback is the problem. And that's what this all comes down to. If they can find a quarterback, they can be competitive next year. I'm convinced of it. I'm not convinced of Andrew Berry's capabilities in that regard.
Daryl, I saw you tweet about it. Are you not in on the Browns being one of 30 NFL teams hosting Super Bowl Fan Fest parties?
Yeah, what? You're supposed to celebrate the fact your team isn't playing that day?
No, I think it's a great watch party, a lot of fun stuff to do at the stadium and get to see the locker rooms. Hey, it's fun.
Okay. Fantastic. Great. I would rather just watch from the comfort of my recliner.
Oh, no, you're right. Watching it from home is so much better.
But yeah, I've got my own personal refrigerator, my own personal restroom. If I choose to be around people, it's people that I have chosen to be around. I know why they're doing it. It's another money-making venture for the National Football League, but I just had to mock it a little bit. Hey, go celebrate the fact that your team is not playing on Super Sunday by going to your nearest stadium or what convention center or whatever and doing this. Come on, man. Really?
So are you surprised that the NFL would like more money?
No,
right, I just want to make sure.
Why do you think there's games on Netflix and Amazon Prime and soon to be coming to another streaming service near you, I'm sure, at some point? And
Fubo?
Whatever. I don't know.
Kind of sounds like a dumb person saying football. Come to Fubo to watch some Fubo.
You made that one also an Instagram thought.
Halftime guest, Shabuze. All right, Daryl, we got to run, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy the season finale. Talk to you Monday.
Bye, Daryl.
Talk to you Monday. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by... I'm not wrong about the Fubo thing, right?
No, it's funny.
Every time I see it, it looks like a dumb person saying football. When we come back, we'll react to what Daryl had to say. I don't get the not have... I like the thing the NFL's trying to do here. We'll react to that next on 92.3 The Fan.